Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Today is a very, very special day.
Hallelujah.
Any day spent focusing on faith, how you use it, where does it come from? What is it supposed to do? How do you feed it? Who has it? Who is biblically designed to use it? All of these things. When you spend a day focusing on that, it's a very special day.
You got God's undivided attention.
Yeah. Two things are going to happen. One, Satan's going to come try to steal a word out of you. But you got a chance to resist him steadfast in the faith.
In the faith.
And when you do, he'll flee. Ooh. Now you run him off, whoa, things start taking place. Glory to God,
well,
Jesse.
You know, in those three temptations, Jesus beat him up so bad. The Bible says that he left Jesus for a season. A season to me is 3 months. He had to go rest himself. He beat him so bad he couldn't stand it, man. I mean, Jesus almost annihilated him in that wilderness. 3 months. Jesus' ministry probably went pretty well for those 3 months. He could get his strength back. Glory to God.
All them knots on his head.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your word. This is a special day.
Yes, Lord.
And we praise you for it. This is a day of outpouring throughout the earth. That we're seeing all this mess on television, seeing all this stealing, killing,
yes,
destroying,
Lord.
And all
yes,
that.
Lord.
But where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. We're in an abounding time of grace. Oh, Father, we're so grateful to you for it. And we thank you for sending Brother Jesse
thank
to
you,
us
Lord.
Today.
Thank you, Lord.
And we receive your anointing in this studio. We receive your anointing
yes,
all over television, all over radio, all over wherever our voices are heard.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, that's
good. Jesse. Hallelujah.
I'm already growing in the Lord as we sit here talking about these words.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I tell you.
And it's dominating power.
Ooh.
You know, we talked about that yesterday. If you let the word dominate your flesh, which it will, if that's what it's designed to do, is dominate
Amen.
Your flesh.
Yes,
it crucifies the flesh. It
right.
puts the flesh under command. And you get to where you command it instead of it
right.
telling you what to eat and what to do and when to sleep and when not to and all that. But like you said, it begins to change. We don't change from the outside in.
Right, right.
Peter called the spirit of man the hidden man of the heart. That's the real man. Now, we don't die. The body does, but it's going to get resurrected.
Right.
We don't die.
Right.
We depart.
Mm-hmm.
The body's no longer livable, or you've finished your course. I'm going to finish my course. The devil's not going to chase me out of my body.
Right.
I'm going to finish my course, and when I do, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
But now, right in that same spot, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, sir. Well, you said something that struck me just now, and I just feel it in the Holy Ghost. When you let the Word of God dominate you, now that's a strong word, dominate.
Yeah, you have to put it first place in your life.
Yeah, watch this. You can extend your life to the point, I'm talking physically. He said death and life is in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
It didn't say in the power of your age.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Or the power of a sickness.
That's right.
You see, but you must be dominated by that power, by that word of God.
For Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life.
That's
and
right.
then he goes ahead in the 20th verse and he said, choose life that you and your seed after you may live, and you may cling to God, cling to Him,
yes.
for He is your life. He is
that's
the
right.
length of your days.
That's right.
Well, yeah, but Brother Jesse, you know, if a man got a time to die, and when your time comes, that's it. That's a lie.
That's right.
Now, that the Scripture doesn't say that. The Scripture says it's appointed unto every man once to die, not a time to die.
That's
the
right.
Scripture's full of things.
That's right.
Where you lengthen your days.
That's right.
And you go in there and you find out God said, we read it yesterday, Genesis 6:3, the days of man is 120 years.
That's right.
That he will, his normal life shall be no more than 120 years. Yeah. Normal life.
Normal.
That didn't have nothing to do with this 70 or 80 thing.
That's right.
Now.
And you know what? Can I interrupt you? I want to say this to the Copeland family. Because the Word of God has dominated your life, you just quoted a scripture that you and your seed.
My seed, yeah.
Your seed will live longer than the normal.
Well, we've taught them that,
that's
and they
right.
all believe that. They're
yes,
stretching indeed. For it. See.
Yeah.
Now, let me go a step further here, because you're going to have to do something with this flesh.
Right.
The Word will begin to dominate your thinking when you meditate on it. Like God told Joshua, meditate there.
Day and night.
Day and night. And you'll observe to do therein, and you will prosper in all your ways.
That's right.
Now, when you meditate the Word of God and you let it dominate, this is what the Word said 120 years. Okay. I don't know how we're going to do that, but that's what the Word said, and I'm meditating this. I'm going to meditate it till I get hope. I'm going to meditate it then until I get faith, and as I do that, I begin, now faith is subject to things hoped for. I begin to confess it. Then I begin to see things and understand things. Now, Jesse, while I was doing that, when I was turning 70, mm-hmm. And my body started trying to be 70 years old.
Right.
And the devil said, well, you know, I mean, your grandmother and your mother and all them died at 70 and mid-70 and so
right.
forth. You take after that family and blah, blah, blah. And I thought about that and I thought, yeah. And okay. But still, that's what the Word of God said. Then the Lord came to me and said, now, Kenneth, your spirit man, the real you, has my DNA in it.
That's right.
You're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? By the Word of God, which lives and abides forever.
Right.
Amen. And he said, if you'll start confessing that and you start saying that, then, and I noticed, it arrested those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's something that I really wanted to get, really, really, really wanted to get to. Something started changing in my thinking. I knew you're supposed to eat right. I was eating right then. But all of a sudden, Jesse, it started changing, not, and I'm not talking about my tastes and,
right.
and all of that. I ate that way because I knew I was supposed to eat that way
right.
and so forth and so on. But all of a sudden, my resolve started getting really, really strong. It got to where I'm not interested in eating anything that isn't organic.
Yeah.
It went at me like it was. It began to separate me from that, like it
right.
separated me from tobacco and,
right.
And all that other flesh stuff
right.
back there years ago. It got to where I wasn't interested. What I'm eating has become more interesting to me in my service as a soldier in the army of the Lord than it does the way it tastes and what. But
right.
it became a resolve.
Right. You changed.
It changed it. Yeah.
You know, what you're saying is that when you're dominated by this Word, it's almost like eating from the tree of life.
No, it ain't almost.
It is.
It is.
It starts generating.
Yeah.
Things in your body.
Your spirit man hungry for that, man.
Yes, indeed.
It's hungry. Yeah. It's hungry
yes.
for it.
And it's all here. And the world, and God's put it out as a buffet. He ain't giving you what I call a small portion of the Word. He said, eat till you're full. Eat, I mean, till you're full. And I'm amazed at how many people, they say, well, how long are you going to be? I wanted to sign a contract with the airport the other day. You can't buy federal land on a federally operated airport. You got to do a lease. And I said, well, I'd like to start with at least, I'll take a 30-year lease, but I'll take a 20, but look. He looked at me like I done lost my mind. I guess he's looking at my wife. He said, well, how long you expect to live? I said, a lot longer than you. I said, if I put my name on something, sir, I will fulfill that contract. Now, how can I say that?
Because of this right here.
That's right.
Jesse, I've got a mandate from the Lord. I must take care of this. Now, you're not going to be able to do what you're called to do and be 50, 75, 100 pounds overweight.
Right.
You can't do that. It's damning. You know it as well as I do. But trying to do it in the natural, man, in fact, you'll never be successful at it
right.
in the natural because your flesh is still mm-hmm. dominating your thinking. But when like I was saying a while ago, if you allow the Word to dominate your thinking, mm-hmm. get scriptures. If you look up, now you first thing you have to do, you're going to have to get rid of touchy feelings.
Right.
Get rid of that. I mean, they call you fat, so it don't make no difference. Don't start crying about it. That's just your emotions trying, and the devil working on you, trying to keep you from obeying God. Now, you meditate in the Word. You don't start with a diet.
Right.
You meditate in the Word of God, and you look up Scripture. When I looked up every Scripture that had gluttony in it, when God was dealing with me on this, mm-hmm. I noticed every one of them said the glutton and the drunkard. Mm. They're both in the same category. Yes, see, the devil don't want you ever finding out about that.
And that's excess.
Yeah. So I realized then what I was going to have to do. I was going to have to get rid of this with the same type word deliverance that I got rid of the tobacco and the alcohol
that's
and all,
right.
all the rest of that whole flesh world. Mm-hmm. So, what the Lord taught me is to meditate these scriptures on faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world. We were going to read today Hebrews 11:6
right.
before you were opened up. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Yes.
This is why.
Right.
Now
right.
think about that. Think how bad important faith is to God.
Yeah. It's the only way you please Him.
It's the only way you can please Him. Because He said His faith, so it might be by grace.
Well, did you write a pardon letter on that? And
yeah.
You know what Kathy told me? I have to tell you. I'm going to say it in front of the whole world. She said, Brother Coleman's pardon letter, and you want to read it? I said, yeah. Now, I took the pardon letter, and we was talking about weight and stuff like that. And I'm about ready to put a potato chip in my mouth. And I read that letter, and I go, he's going to see me eat this potato chip. Throw that potato chip down.
I'm glad you brought that up. Uh-huh. Because that we laugh about that.
Right.
This ain't funny.
But this is not serious business. Yeah.
Because this stuff is killing God's people. You ain't supposed to be dying at 70, 80. You're not supposed to be dying at 90 and 100.
That's right.
And people that are dying out, preachers dying out 70, 80 years, there's 90-year-old anointings, there's 100-year-old anointings, there's 115-year-old anointings, not even in the earth. And God designed it to be that way.
That's
the
right.
power and the wisdom of the elders. I'm not talking about no 90-year-old elder. I'm talking about a 118-year-old man he's not sitting over in a corner dried up like a knot.
Right.
No, man, he's as strong as he was when he's 65.
Right.
This is the power of God would be, what would it be like in a man like that? I'm going to find out.
Yes, indeed. That's amazing.
But now here is the thing. Now, listen to me very carefully. You meditate these scriptures, the victory scriptures in faith. You're not meditating fat.
Right.
You're meditating faith.
Right.
And it'll rise up in you. And all of a sudden, that 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it is, it don't look so big and bad and mean anymore.
Right.
Because as faith rises, the problems and the stresses of the flesh begin to subside.
Right.
Now, here's what you do. When that faith comes up in there, you have to make the decision. It'll never happen without you making the decision.
That's true.
I'm putting the Word of God in first place in my life.
A decision makes a choice.
Yes.
A debate makes a discussion.
Well, yeah. And as long as you're discussing, you're double-minded.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You've got a double-minded man can't receive anything from the Lord, according to the Apostle James. Now, you come down to that place where today is the day. My life is changing today. I'm going to find out. I'm not going to the world to get this information. I'm not going there to get it. I'm going to you, Lord. You've got in your book, these things are in here. All the food laws are in here. No, that's the law. No, it ain't. It's good food.
It's just good food.
Well, yeah, but now Brother Copeland over here, you know, where he told Timothy, I can eat anything I want. That's a glutton's dream, man.
Yes.
And that's not what it says at all. There was punctuation marks that made it say that, but it didn't say that. I don't have time to teach on that, but right. You can find it out for yourself. Read it.
There's a word God said that all of us should use. It's called discipline.
Yeah.
You have to discipline
yourself.
You have
to add diligence.
That's right.
To the word.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And you just simply do this. You take that thing with me, dear Lord, it was white bread, man.
He's a bread eater, huh?
Oh, loaf at a time.
Yeah,
100 pounds overweight. And then came into the things of God, and I wasn't 100 pounds, but right. I was down 20, 25 pounds from that. And the day came. I have no need of you again hereafter forever. Then came Communion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I receive my deliverance. Flesh, you get in line. I renew my mind to who I am. I'm not just anybody. I'm a born again child of the living God filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is time to receive it.
That's right.
And I receive the discipline of my mind and the discipline of my flesh. I put the Word of God first place and final authority in my life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men, listen to me. Listen to me. You're addicted to pornography. You get that computer out there. You set it right up there in front of you. And you go through these same steps. I'm not going to that. I'm not going to that slop. I'm not feeding that into my holy body any longer, yeah. My holy mind. I bathe my mind with the Word and the washing of the water of the Word and the Amen. Blood of Jesus. And take that communion and then look where you are and say it with your mouth in order to get back to that, in order to get back to that pornography, in order to get back to that Jack Daniels, in order to get back to that package of cigarettes, I got to go through the blood and the body of Jesus.
And that's too powerful.
Yeah.
You're not
I have no need of you again hereafter forever. And every time, if any desire is left, which most of the time, it'll just go.
Right.
But if you start entertaining it, it'll come back on you.
Sure.
You've got to stay in the Word. You have to make a diet of the Word of God in order to live this kind of way.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you're going to have to get on the treadmill. You're going to have to do the things that you know to do.
That's right.
And you need to get with some spirit-filled trainer. And find, and if you don't know who one is, pray. God will send you somebody.
He'll help you.
He'll help you.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
This is so powerful because it all has to do with what we're talking about. You're talking about weight. I've heard so many people say, yeah, but you don't understand. Fat runs in my family. My mama fat, my daddy fat, my dogs are fat. You know, that you're not genetically linked
with
them.
That's an excuse.
You're not, if you are dominated by the Word of God, you're not genetically linked with them. Now, I don't want you to feel bad about yourself. What I'm saying is start today to do what you did.
Now let me get this down to another level here because people don't have any understanding of this. I experienced this. I said, Lord, things are not working here. If you're in that and you're a faith person, you're God is more than just a Sunday exercise to you. But I don't understand this. What's wrong here, Lord? Go back to the last thing He told you to do and you didn't do it.
Yeah.
If He told you to lose 20 pounds and you didn't do it, you're disobedient to Him.
Yeah.
Hey, disobedience is disobedience. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in money or your body condition, your mind condition, right, or your vocabulary. I don't care if disobedience will kill you, Jesse.
And what you're doing is not just disobedience. You're walking in disobedience. You're enhancing the disobedience.
That's darkness.
Every day that you don't do what He says. That's it.
Few days ago, the Lord jerked me up short and said, you haven't obeyed me in this, and you need to change this. You're walking in a dangerous place. You better get busy here.
Ooh, that's strong.
Oh, Jesse, I hadn't been doing this but 49 years, but look at this, man. Look at this. I'm getting in trouble here because I let it slip. I wasn't spending time doing what I ought to be doing. And you better thank God He did. That's better than getting killed.
You better know it. And too much is given, much is required. So God is going to demand more of it as you know more of this Word of God.
Ah, but the more you get, the more you want.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Take the correction. Get rid of your touchy-feely. Get rid of it. Yes. Come on, fatso. Ain't nobody trust no fat preacher. Come on, get in here and do what you're supposed to do.
That's all you have to do.
God, amen. Hallelujah.
You're preaching today.
We'll Jesse and I'll be back in just a minute.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.